currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
TOTC Limited is a fictional organization that exists to retroactively destroy your childhood. By listening to this disclaimer, you hereby waive your right to sue TOTC Limited in the event that your childhood is irreparably damaged. You also waive your right to party as, if you're partying, you aren't buying our shit. Mr. Piper and Mr. Little's views in no way reflect the views of TOTC Limited. They believe that children are the future. TOTC Limited could care less about the children. As long as they have easy access to their parents' credit card, they're valuable. Buckle up, and let's make some fucking money!
Some crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, 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 I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children, it's a premier podcast where we ruin your childhood. Hello there.
Think of the Children!
Ah, did you get it? It's like Star Wars Episode 3. It's
Star Wars. It's so uncivilized.
We did a Star Wars joke, like every other podcast. My name's Owen Piper.
It's references then. Anyway, I'm Jay Little.
This whole podcast is built on references, my dude. I hate to break it to you.
This whole podcast is built on ruined childhoods that we create through profane rituals.
The dark and grim ritual, yes.
The terrible thoughts that plot through our plagued minds. Minds plagued by childhoods.
I'm not going to save you from this one, dog. You built this fucking tower. You go down with it.
Okay. I'm riding it. I'm just going to... Not only am I riding this tower down, I have strapped rocket boosters to the base of it to fire myself into the fucking sun. Lads. Fuck your childhoods.
This is Jay Little. He's my friend and we do the podcast together. I don't know if you said your name, so I'm saying it again just in case.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I'm saying it again either way. I'm Owen. That's Jay. We do a podcast. Hello. So Jay, how you been doing, man?
Good.
You're good. That's excellent. So you may notice that the office is a little bit different. We've redecorated slightly. I've moved some things around. Things just look a little bit nicer.
I like that massive 70-inch plasma screen that has the out of service bars with Think of the Children in the middle, like our logo. I like how you've done that. I don't know why you've done that because I know what the logo is.
Yeah, but people.
It's also really bright.
It's incredibly bright. Yeah, it's that TV is 4,000 lumens.
Doesn't matter. I'm blind now. I can't see.
When the guy who was selling me the TV asked how bright do you want it, I said how many lumens can you stuff in that bad boy, and he said, quite a few lumens. I was like, take the quite a few and then jack it up to 12.
you were like, yo, how... He was like, how bright do you want this shit? And we had a new hole in the office wall and you were like, do you see the sun?
Bad.
He was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah.
Brighter. Go bigger.
Yeah, you see the sun? That's fucking weak source compared to what I want. Dude, that Beetle guy's shit.
So you may notice that we've rebranded slightly. We've got a new logo, new headers, new everything. It's all new. It's like it's... I love the new logo. It's very great.
I have it tattooed at the base of my penis.
Oh, really? That's a weird place to get it. So what? When you're slamming women, they can see...
Slamming women?
Oh, okay. When you're slamming the woman that you love...
Thank you.
...and cherish, the one woman that you love and cherish, she'll see the podcast and is constantly reminded of it. But didn't we establish the other
she'll
week?
She'll be like, oh, this fucking shit again.
Didn't we establish the other week that you scream Think of the Children when you nut? So Hannah's very aware of the podcast. So not only is she aware at the end of the sexual transaction, she's also aware of it during and before.
My friend thought that men could twitch their penises by clenching their buttholes. We learned that about her today.
That's definitely how it works. I'm pretty
sure. Well, because she was like, can you twitch your penis, but you have to clench your butt? And I was like, Amber. And I'm going to fucking say her name because this needs to be in the world.
Named Amber.
Goddamn fucking right. She was like, yeah, but... I was like, yeah, you clench your pelvic muscles and you can make it twitch.
What the fuck?
Yeah, can you not do that?
You can do Kegels, I guess, but I didn't even... Can dudes do Kegels?
Yeah, apparently...
That just shows how little I know about vaginas.
I can fucking twitch my dick, son. Jesus, get on my level. But yeah, but she was like, don't you have to clench your butthole to do it? And I was like, first of all, I've never thought about it. I don't just sit being like, what different body movements can I do when I twitch my cock?
You can do Kegel exercises, but it mainly just helps
I'm really glad I don't share this podcast on my Facebook. where I have my cousins and family
do,
members.
And I don't care. Everyone knows me at this point. They know I'm a strange.
Oh no.
I do terrible, terrible things.
Terrible.
I don't think anything I could say could surprise, unless it's like deeply racist. I don't think anything I say could surprise
anyone.
Well,
let's not do that.
No, I'm not. Don't worry. I'm not planning on doing that. But,
that's good.
Like, I don't think anything I could say would surprise anyone anymore. Jay.
Yeah.
As the chief financial officer of our organization, Think of the Children, how did our last product do? We sort of did a reboot last week, and we did Rugrats again. We made it. I've called it Rugrats 2019 reality show. And I believe we gave some children babies to look after, and when they died, we just replaced the babies with unceremoniously.
First of all, since we did our rebranding, I decided to take advantage of it, so I am no longer referred to as the Chief Financial Officer. I will be the Dirty Money Boy, please.
Okay, apologies. As DMB of our organisation.
And you're DMA, technically.
What's DMA?
Get it? Because you're the first DM, because of Saving the Roms.
That was
a good joke.
Yeah, okay. You started strong, and now we're falling, my friend. So
listen, this Dirty Money Boy's got some truth to tell.
Okay, how did we do that, Dirty Money Boy?
But
yeah, see, it's weird, right?
Yeah, no, but I'm not stopping.
Okay, good.
Can't stop, won't stop, don't even want to consider stopping, son.
Don't know how to stop. This Dirty Money Boy don't know can't.
Yeah. Don't know.
This boy do not know can't.
This guy don't know Shaka can't.
Or indeed Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan, yeah. Does Shaka Khan have Twitter? Finish your story. I'm going to quickly check if
Shaka Khan.
I'm going to quickly check if Shaka Khan has Twitter.
Yeah, so it turns out Child Protection Services doesn't take it kindly when children start disappearing. So I replaced the babies with feral bears.
Oh!
Yeah.
So you gave some children some bears to look after.
Yeah, but then CPS were like, but now you're killing children with bears. I was like, fucking hell, man.
We've killed kids with bears before.
Probably, but we have. This time, now we're on a watch list, so we have to be careful. So it's like, fucking. So,
I found Chaka Khan's Twitter.
So I replied, oh my god, what? does all she tweet is voice clips of going, Chaka Khan, in different inflections?
It's just a standard musician's Twitter, but I'm going to quickly just give her a tweet. Hi, Chaka. carry on with the bear thing.
Yeah, so I replaced the bears with realistic androids, complete with like living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
Okay, so see, now it's not as fun. Now we're not killing real
but
kids.
I made it so that the robots could feel pain and fear.
Oh, okay, so you made
but I also programmed in randomized backstories for them, and then when I filmed it, I was like, this is perfect. And then no one wanted to watch it because they were like, it's not real combat. I was like, kids these days, man, all they want is real combat.
XOXO J Little.
Why are you signing in my name? Why are you putting all the blame on me?
You bought Shaka into this podcast. You're on it. You own this.
Shaka can't deal with this.
Shaka can't deal with this.
Hashtag Shaka can't deal with this at the end of that tweet.
I've already tweeted it. I've lost.
No!
It's already gone. I need to delete it and do it again.
No. Don't. I'm just going to tweet.
Yeah, I'll just tweet Shaka can't. Hashtag Shaka can't deal with this. We'll both do it. It won't look weird. So that's good to know. Do we make any money, Dirty Money Boy? Do we make any money? That is your job.
I spent a lot of money
on.
The androids.
Okay, but that's not what I asked. Did it make us money? Are we in black or red?
We made money.
Okay.
That had to be spent on covering the costs of programming and making the androids.
Okay, that's good.
So, overall, no.
That's fine, that's common.
No money.
Here's the thing, how do we keep paying rent for this place?
I can't answer that question.
Okay, I'll leave that in your...
Every time you ask that question, I can't answer it.
I'll have to leave that in your capable hands.
Because I don't know either, listeners.
In an attempt to make some fucking money for once, then, let's do our podcast now. In case you don't know what we do here, we ruin your childhood by taking the things you love and perverting them in a profane ritual. Have you got any you want to do, Jay, or do you want me to serve you one up?
Serve me one up on a silver platter right this very second.
I'll serve you one, Dad. This one comes to us...
Have our new rebranded staff, which is the same staff, but we've tattooed the logo across their face.
This one comes to us from Ramona, who also designed our new logo, by the way. Thank you, Ramona, for this and for the new logos and shit. She suggests Mrs. Pepper Pot. Here is what was said about that. Elderly woman sporadically turns the size of a pepper pot. I'm expecting macrophilia jokes. Surprise me. So that's kind of what Ramona's into. She's a sinner and a criminal, and I don't appreciate the macrophilia. But Mrs. Pepper Pot, then.
I typed in Mr. Pepper Pot.
I almost did that too, and that says some terrible things about the patriarchy that we just aren't equipped currently to deal with. Right, Mrs. Pepper Pot.
I've got her fucking grinding on the back of a frog in this one.
Yeah, I see that too.
She's really into it too.
She's really fucking into that frog.
More power to it.
More power.
We've been
to
missing. We should have just been doing amphibophilia. Amphibophilia?
Amphiblia.
Amphiphilia.
Amphiphilia. Sorry, there was a anime of Mrs. Pepper Pot called
what?
Spoon Obasan.
What?
let me send you this.
What? What?
Or Auntie Spoon. It was on, so it's an anime adaptation of a children's book series by a Norwegian author. It's fucking incredible. She's basically got a magic teaspoon, and it just every now and then just shrinks her down to the size of a pepper pot. She has to like carry it around like, you know, Jesus style, and she can talk to the animals. She can enjoy wonderful adventures.
For me, this is especially weird because the company that made this went on to make Bleach, Naruto, Yu Yu Hakusho, Tokyo Ghoul, and Beelzebub.
Wait, sorry, what? Oh my fucking god!
Yeah. They made some of the most famous anime of all time.
Holy shit.
Bleach, Naruto, Yu Yu Hakusho, Tokyo Ghoul, Beelzebub, Great Teacher Onizuka, and several others.
Oh my fucking god, no way. That's incredible.
Oh. They also made... Legend of Korra episodes.
This is amazing. Okay, we've clearly stumbled onto a very deep well of the Japanese culture.
What? There's so... They've made...
They did Tokyo Ghoul, man! This is fucking crazy! The same people that did Tokyo Ghoul, a blue dragon, made fucking... Mrs. Pepper Pot. Spoon Obasan. This is amazing. How can you ruin Mrs. Pepper Pot, man? I like the fact she's friends with a mysterious girl who lives in the woods alone and a mouse family. So I think we can lean into that. Maybe the little girl is a ghost that Mrs. Pepper Pot killed, and this is some kind of grim repentance that she has to suffer through. You know, maybe she killed her with a spoon. Who knows? Or maybe she's maybe she's a ghoul and has to eat human flesh.
I kind of want to, given like that this... The connection between the animation studio and this. I feel like we should remake some of their most famous shows.
Uh-huh.
But, like, instead it's just Mrs. Pepper Pot doing what the characters do.
Okay.
Because I really like the idea of Mrs. Pepper Pot with her spoon taking on Hollows in the Seireite in a remake of Bleach.
I'm going to become the next Hokage, believe it.
Yeah, just, like, throws, like, spoon kunai. She has to teach a class as an ex-prisoner by Great Teacher Onizuka.
She has to eat the flesh of human beings because she's a ghoul now.
She becomes the fucking... He becomes the fucking babysitter of the son of Satan and has to fight demons with her bare hands.
This is very good. So Mrs. Pepper Pot becomes the new sort of like face of anime, as it were.
Yes. Oh my god.
Sasuke Kun? We have to stop the train, Sasuke Kun. They're going to get away. And she's like this. She's tiny. She rides on Sasuke's shoulders.
And then we can put her in Jump Force. It'd be great.
Oh, can you imagine Mrs. Pepper Pot in Jump? It's like Ant-Man, the fighting game.
I'd love it.
Here's a quick question about this. How do we handle Naruto's dad? No, Boruto's dad. Boruto. How do we handle Boruto as opposed to Boruto's dad? Because obviously she becomes Boruto's dad, right? But is Boruto also very small now? Does Boruto transform into a small person? Or are they just clones of each other?
What if we just have it that Mrs. Pepper Pot is everybody in the shows?
No, I think we should stick to the only be the protagonist, because then I love the image of fucking Kakashi or Ninja David Bowie just there, like
training Mrs.
Training, Bevan, yeah, normal human Sasuke and normal human Sakura, and they're talking about chakra and ki and shit, and then Mrs. Pepper Pot just suddenly transforms into this, like, you know, transforms small. She's like, well, I guess I won't be the next Hokage if I'm this small. And then she has to go on an adventure and kill a ninja to get big again.
It's okay, listeners, who are getting upset about listening to Owen talk about Naruto. I've read it. I know what...
I know what Naruto... Naruto wants to become a Hokage. I know the plot.
Yeah, that's not the only plot. It gets really complicated real quick.
Yeah, hence why...
Also,
I
there's
know...
no ki. That's Dragon Ball.
No, you fuck... I don't care. Chi, Kai, fucking...
No, Kai's from Beyblade. Beyblade.
Sex energy.
Did we ever do Beyblade?
We'll get to Beyblade. We haven't done Beyblade, but let's hold that thought, because we're going to get to Beyblade in a second.
Oh my god.
Just a
Beyblade.
Hot... Just give it a hot second, champ. We'll get to Beyblade. So yeah, that's Mrs. Pepper Pot. I like that. Make her the anime protagonist for all of Japan's greatest anime.
Just love the idea of, like, Mrs. Pepper Pot being like, well, I've got this spoon. Bunkai.
I was going to say, can you imagine her going Bunkai? Just fucking... Oh, this is very good.
Oh my god.
Okay, let's move on, because we could fall down this Mrs. Pepper Pot hole very quickly. They did a Dragon Quest adaptation. Can you imagine Dragon Quest with Mrs. fucking Pepper Pot? No, we're getting distracted. It's very good. Have you got one? Do you want me to serve you one up?
I'd like to do Beyblade, to be honest.
Let's do fucking Beyblade, dog.
I have an idea.
So real quick, for anyone who doesn't know, Beyblade is a show where kids launch spinning tops at one another to battle them. It was basically just a tournament arc, the whole show, if I recall correctly. The Beyblades had dragons in them or something.
Yeah, that was always really weird, like, looking back. Like, when you're a kid, you're like, that makes sense. And you're older, like, why the fuck did the spinning tops need fucking demons
dragons,
in them?
Dragon spirits, yeah.
And there was one guy who, I swear to God, was like a half cat person.
Yeah, there was. I know exactly
he was
what you
mean. And he was the shit. I always wanted to be him.
He
was
great.
Awesome.
He was rad. Oh, yeah, because his bit beast, that's what they were called. They were called bit beasts.
That was it, yeah.
The bit beast, it was like a big white tiger.
This is uglier than I remember it being.
This show was not great. I mean, it was amazing, but it was not great. So, yeah, how can we ruin Beyblade? You've got a plan for Beyblade?
Okay, so we've been really limited to the fact that we're trying to, like, remake them immediate. I say we provide a new service, and by new service, I mean military contract, and we make real tanks, but they're Beyblades.
That's very okay. Good.
So then, like, but, like, they're not stabilized, so... They, like, have a turret on the top. It just spins around.
It fucking spins!
And fires at random. And that's it.
The generals are, like, on opposite sides of the battlefield doing anime things. Just, like, JoJo poses to, like, get the fucking Beyblade tanks to, like, release their inner power. And then a dragon comes out of them.
It was so good.
Just imagining a tank spinning around, just fucking firing in random directions. That's like a fucking drunk man has just got inside this tank. It's like, well,
I'm reading the fucking just the plot of Beyblade.
I know. Jesus, it was buck wild, hard dog.
Black Dranza. What?
It was so weird.
Demolition Boys. I'm sorry.
That was the name of the teams. There were teams.
I know, I need to find the name of this cat dude, though.
The name of the cat dude was, I think it was,
Ray?
Raycon, I think it was Ray.
Ray.
Yeah.
This dude was blatantly supposed to be a cat.
Yeah, he was a cat.
Actually, real talk, though, his design's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. I'm not gonna lie. Oh, no, the V-Force design is way better. The original design is kind of weird.
Really like the original design, because he's like Tai from Digimon if he was a martial artist. Moving swiftly on from Beyblade, have you got one, or do you want me to serve you one up?
Serve me one. I've Beyblade's mine. What are you talking about?
We did it. We did Beyblade. This one comes from Ismay Hutton, friend of the show. Ismay, thank you. And she suggests Shoebox Zoo.
What the fuck?
Ismay mentioned this to me offhand the other day, and I was like, what the fuck is that? I remember it from childhood. I'm like, thank you for the content. So Shoebox Zoo was a CBBC live action show where a small girl, I think, found a box with some figures in it And then the carvings of the animals, they then came to life.
I'm going to have to, like, look this up. Shoebug Zoo. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
I think I remember this, and I already hate it. Why do I remember this?
There's a homunculus in it.
Oh, I think I remember this. I don't remember anything about it. I just remember... I had Alan Cumming in it, apparently. Not, like, a guy called Alan Cumming in it. But, like...
Alan comes in the shoebox... And it turns all the animals to life. A guy named Alan.
We have Alan coming in a shoebox called Alan.
Alan comes in a shoebox called Alan, and it makes some little animal figurines come to life. And they're
made of cum.
And they're very horny.
Oh no!
They just want to fuck so bad. There's a penguin one. There's a bear. There's a snake, and there's a wolf, and they want to fuck just so bad.
This is so weird.
Yeah. It's one of those things that I think I remember it, but I don't know if I remember it. It's one of those. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the aesthetic of this one random character that I found.
Who is it?
I don't know. She's got white hair and she looks like
a demon. She's on like a black throne. I'm looking at the same picture. Yeah. I saw that. I'm like, if I did see the show, I definitely remember because this would be my sexual awakening.
Yeah.
So I don't think I remember it, because I remember something
I love when everybody like realizes their sexual awakening, and they're like, everything suddenly makes sense.
So yeah, Shoebox Zoo. How can we ruin Shoebox Zoo apart from making cum animals? Which is very good in and of itself.
I mean, like... I don't know if...
Here's what I say. We sell the shoebox set to the kids, and then if they don't come to life, which they won't because they're just toys, it's like, oh, sorry, kids, you didn't believe hard enough. Maybe you just aren't magic. Maybe you're not special. Fuck you. There's a note in there that says that. And it's like, you just didn't believe. You're not good enough. Not good enough. Sorry.
So we just make child depression.
Yeah.
Welcome to the new... the new project where we just fuck with people's self-esteem. And that's it. That's the whole thing.
There's Hunter.
I'm trying to find the woman who played that crazy witch person. I'm going to be honest with you.
There's someone called Hunter. He's the spirit of horse dance.
Hang on.
He is able to transform into a real horse, which is very good.
You know how like animes have like every kind of fetish covered with their characters? This show has that, but like for like the weird stereotypes of different children in your class. Like,
fucking Rick Mayall voiced the penguin. That's awesome.
What do I know? I know.
You know
I
Rick Mayall. Like he is famous British comedian, famous for Bottom. He was in Blackadder a few times.
He was also Drop Dead Fred.
He's also dead now.
Oh, is he?
He died a while ago. It was very sad. Oh. I was very upset. So how can we reach Shoebox Zoo? We've got cum animals. That's down pat, right? We've got cum animals. Let's not do cum animals no more. I really like saying the phrase cum animals. It's a very good phrase.
I do think if you took the show but just took like all... Because like that covered like all the... like every show that's about selling toys to kids is all about every kid falls into a certain stereotype and we want to appeal to that one so that the ones who like sports, they'll be like a sporty character. So we update that.
Okay.
But it's different social medias.
Okay, so there's like the Twitter bear. Wait, there's literally a bird. Why am I making the bird Twitter?
What
there's
the a fuck Twitter is wrong bird. With you?
There's a Twitter bird. There's a Reddit snake. An Instagram wolf and a Facebook bear. And a Pinterest horse. And they all come together.
What would Instagram be?
Instagram would
be a twerking woman.
A little figurine of a woman that twerks.
That's sure. All it does.
Sure, why not? Yes. I won't lie, I made those somewhat arbitrarily, but I do like the fact that you're trying to assign personalities to them.
Well, okay, well, Reddit's got to be something that's like...
The Reddit's
kind of like...
Yeah, the Reddit snake. Reddit's the famous Reddit snake?
Reddit is a cat, because like sometimes it's really cute, it's got loads of great stuff, but most of the time it's like vomiting and shitting everywhere and scratching you.
Yeah, like a snake.
That's not what snakes do.
I think snakes just... are cute and cuddly, but they might also
I think they are. I wouldn't fuck with one, though.
I would fuck a snake.
That's kind of your thing, though.
Yeah. You know that snake woman from Monster Musume? I would, yeah. I'm down with that.
Oh, fuck. I know her name.
Mia.
Shit. Mia. That's it. Fuck! How did I not know that? I love that anime.
Mia's great.
It's fucking garbage.
It's fucking... Can we... Okay, yeah. Slight tangent. Monster Musume is complete horse shit that I have watched multiple times all the way through.
I just love...
I hate it so much, but it's so good.
It's so it's really like wholesome as well.
Yeah. Oh, I want to
it's like
too.
These are all like some young women who are like just conscious about themselves, and the guy's like, "You're all beautiful to me," and I'm like, "That's really sweet." There's a naked lady over there.
I read the manga because I was like,
I read the manga.
I was and like season two would have had like, you know, the guy meeting all their parents and stuff, and that would be that would have been fucking hilarious.
That would have been so good.
If you ever like that, if you want to watch a good ecchi, go watch Monster Musume because it's just a good show.
Yeah, it's just funny. Plus, I'm pretty sure all the characters are over 20, which is refreshing.
Except, you know, like, some of them still look like children, which is...
Yeah, but that's anime.
Yeah, it's still not okay, though.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend that it is. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. We've got... So what do we do with this? Make them the Reddit snake, yeah.
Make them social media. And then they're just... But they all they do is bicker.
They don't do anything. Like, guys, guys, an evil wizard is going to try and kill you all. Like, listen... We've got more important things.
Also, Twitter has like split personalities where like all of them have split personalities where they range between like horrible shit and happy shit.
So what, Twitter's like, you know, oh, it's really nice. It's got some nice images, but then also sometimes it's just a white supremacist because that's what Twitter is. Sorry, hate to break it to you.
Reddit is like, for most of the time, just cat videos and cool, slightly funny memes. And then the rest of it, it's like hard right and centrist.
Yeah, it's just, hi, I'm the incel snake now. I used to be the Reddit snake, and now I'm the incel snake for 15 minutes. Why won't women sleep with me? I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. There's a couple of Reddits like that. They did ban any Reddit subreddit that shows any violence, though, which was pretty nice.
The Facebook one just occasionally completely turns its brain off. For 15 minutes. It's just like, hey, Facebook, you okay?
It just occasionally impersonates an 80-year-old racist person.
Yeah. And then what? The Pinterest horse is just an idiot, but it doesn't have any weird problems. It's just dumb.
It's like the most like vanilla of them all. Yeah. And the Instagram one just twerks and occasionally fucks something.
Oh, and don't forget the Tumblr wolf who just occasionally tries to just yiff everything to death, but then is immediately launched into the sun by the hand of God because...
I need to know. Does yiff mean fuck? Because I'm really confused.
We had this conversation last week.
I know, but I repress it every time because I don't want to know.
It's generally accepted yiff means fuck. This is the last time I'm saying it, right? Yiff means to fuck. To fuck is yiff. Yiff is fuck. All fuck is yiff.
I yiff, therefore I fuck.
I was still like, oh, hey, why don't we go back to my... Hey, lady at the bar, why don't we go back to my place and yiff. That's the best way to get no woman to ever sleep with you, by the way, incel. So you can try that. You tried everything else. You tried killing yourself. You might as well try asking a woman to yiff you. Speaking of yiff, let's go to the ads, shall we? Fuck it. Cowing around, crashing the stalks, stomping about. Stamping the crop, knocking the swords. Hello, welcome to the Yiff Zone. It's the new advertising segment.
Owen.
Jay.
I know you said let's go to the Yiff Zone as a joke, but there's a lot of furries.
There are a lot of furries, and they are all very horny. In about 6 minutes, they're all going to start fucking. The least they did was warn me, which is nice. So we've got about 6 minutes to get these ads done and dusted. So get your dick joke out of the way so we can talk about Schlurp.
I don't know if I want to start talking about dick. I don't know if I want to risk...
I was going to say that. Off.
What I do know is that if you want some good, high-quality milkshakes and delectable treats that haven't been yiffed in, you should go to Schlurp.
You should go to Schlurp. You can get 10% off. It's a shop in Oswestry. It's located on Church Street. And you can get 10% off your order by mentioning
us. We're very distracted by the...
Yeah. This one keeps looking at me, and it keeps, like, beckoning me over.
You know, like in movie... You know, like in
part
movies...
Part of me wants
like...
to go over there, but another much larger part of me wants to kill myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay. But I was going to say, you know...
constant and screaming in the back of my head. So
you know in, like, movies where, like, they're facing off against, like, animals surrounding them?
I don't watch movies.
You know in TV shows?
I don't watch TV shows.
Okay, so you know the concept of, like, being surrounded by enemies and not really feeling safe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Were you going to go somewhere with that?
But no, I just feel incredibly uncomfortable. To be fair, though, if I walked into a room... And it doesn't have necessarily to be furries, but any particular fetish. And they were like, we're going to get ready to fuck in like 6 minutes. You just sit there and wait and then you can leave. I'd be like, I feel unsafe.
If there's a group of people dressed up like furniture and it's like, hey, we're going to fuck in a minute. If Thomas is there with his diaper full of piss, ready to go, ready to
I'm
fuck.
I'm sorry, what the what?
Do you not remember last week we talked about Thomas and he pissed himself? Like, come on, man. This only happened like a week ago. Okay. Thomas is there and his diaper's full of hot piss and it's crinkling. And he's like, hello, Jay. I enjoy the feeling of piss in my pants. I'm about to fuck someone now. You're welcome to stay and watch or leave. Your choice.
I feel like this bit was my idea and you're punishing me for it.
It wasn't. You demanded to know why people enjoy wearing diapers and sexual fetish. So I just said, I enjoy the feeling of the warm piss in my trousers and the sound it makes. It gives me sexual energy to fuck, which it does. So you go to Slurp.
I almost just sprayed Robinson squash.
Yeah, go to Slurp. It gives you sex energy to fuck with. real quick. Jay's choking to death.
Why would you say that as I took a swing of water?
Let's talk about my best friend for the week. If you go over to twitter.com and follow us, we're at TOTCcast. You might get a little shout out on the show and named my best friend for the week. My best friend this week is at Jellycorn98, who is also one of our esteemed patrons. Jelly, thank you so much for the support here and on patreon.com. It really does matter. And you are my best friend for the week. If you want to be my best friend next week, all you need to do is go over to twitter.com and follow us. That's all you got to do. You might get a shout out. I'm thinking about doing some, like, I don't know, prizes or something. We might do a giveaway at some point. Fucking no. Because, like, we need more followers on Twitter. We had 50 and then we lost one, so now we're back down to 49. God damn it.
That's about right.
Yep. We had 50 for about 15 minutes and then we lost it immediately. I'm like, oh, thanks. Fuck you, Twitter, you dick. Anyway, so the furries are starting to sort of, like, get moving, so we should probably go.
Yeah, that's a... Ooh. Yeah, that's
just
a penis.
Okay, don't look at it. Just leave. Just let's go.
Okay.
They have dog penises. Let's just leave.
What?
Just don't worry about it. Just, I'm not going to ask if you're not. Okay, let's just go.
Did you genetically engineer actual
furries? I did no
furries?
Such thing. Let's just leave, all right?
Owen.
Jay. Right. We can
walk and talk, but you're being very fucking defensive.
Can we have this conversation away from the...
You're taking the tone of someone who made genetically
these
engineered
animals
real
are
furries.
About to fuck. We need to leave this room and talk in the office, all right?
Fine.
Jesus. Hello, welcome back to our office. We're about to do some more of the podcast now, so let's do that. And we're not going to talk about anything that might or might not have happened in the genetic engineering lab, Jay. So let's move on. Have you got one? Do you want me to give you one?
I stepped in cum.
Don't step in cum. That cum is not safe for humans to touch.
Why?
Don't worry about
it. Why is it burning through my shoe?
You know, Jay, you ask a lot of questions. I'm just throwing that out.
I'm taking my shoe off because the shoe has now got fungus growing.
I'm just saying, Jay, it was a lucrative contract and there's still some...
I'm going to throw it over in the corner.
I would, because if it touches your skin, you will turn into a fungus man and that's just not worth it. It was a lucrative contract. Let's just go with that.
Okay.
It was a lucrative contract from the US government.
My shoe has now taken a human form and is now walking into the furry room.
Yeah,
I am concerned.
Just it's probably best to just put that out of your mind. If you think about that too hard, you're gonna go insane. Have you got one or do you want me to give you one?
I've got nothing.
Okay, cool. I got one here from Sarah Meaden, friend of the show and esteemed patron. Sarah Meaden, thank you so much for your support and for your suggestion. This week we're gonna take bunicula. I don't know what that is. She suggested
bunicula.
It. Yeah, I'll put it in the Discord and I'm gonna Google it because I saw this and I was like, what the fuck is it?
What the fuck?
It looks like that name for a raccoon penis. I'm just it looks. Oh, okay. So it's a rabbit Dracula. This is relatively recent, so I'm guessing this is from Sarah's daughter's childhood. So this is gonna be a very recent childhood destruction we're about to perform. Sarah, don't let your daughter listen to this show. It's not good. We say the fuck word a lot.
Sarah, don't listen to this show.
Sarah, don't listen to the show. It's not suitable for adults or children. We say the fuck word a lot.
Bunicula.
So Bunicula is a vampire rabbit, the pet of Count Dracul, of Dracula. Apparently, Dracula is a different character than it appears in the books. I thought it was like Bunicula is a different character than it appeared in the books. I'm like, wait, there was a Dracula had a pet rabbit in Dracula by Bram Stoker? What? Yeah, he's one of those weird, like, shit vegetarian vampires that just eats vegetable. They live in an apartment complex and they just eat things.
I've got a lot of questions.
Okay, hurt me.
Why is Sean Astin in this?
I don't know who that is, and I don't know why I care.
I forget. Okay, for listeners, Sean Astin, everyone who knows who Sean Astin is knows that he is too good to be in Bunicula, because why the fuck is Samwise Gamgee?
Oh, he was Samwise Gamgee in Lord of the Rings.
Yes. I'm tempted to make you watch that when you come.
Do not, because I will leave. Don't think that I won't.
Why?
There is no way to make me hate something faster than forcing me to watch it.
I'm not going to force you to watch it.
You literally said I'm going to force you to watch it when you come.
I'm not going to force you. We should get pizza and watch Lord of the Rings.
Maybe, but we're not watching the fucking extended version.
No, they're on Netflix. We can watch those ones.
That's fine. Because I refuse to watch.
I don't have a spare 2 days to watch.
No, I don't either. Bear in mind, I might fall asleep, so I will have been very tired.
Then I'll just piss
in my mouth. So how can we ruin Bunicula then? How can we do this?
I'm going to piss in your ear, but...
You can if you want. How are we going
to... Bunicula.
Bunicula. How are we going to ruin it?
Bunicula this.
We can't just turn it into anime, as much as I'd like that.
Remake Monster Musume, but it's Bunicula.
I like this very much. So it's a fun... it's a fun... Okay, hang on. The OP is crystallizing in my head once again, so we're going to do another one of these bits. It hasn't, but I wish it had, because I paid $2 for that joke. I really want to use that track more often. So it's a date. So a boy goes to Transylvania and falls in love with a rabbit vampire girl, right?
Okay.
And then another Siamese cat girl comes along, and then a dog girl, and then
still voiced by Sean Astin.
Still all the monster girls are voiced by Sean Astin. So they're all voiced by Sean Astin.
Potatoes. Boil and mash them.
They're all vegetarians, obviously. So and their favourite food is potatoes. So this boy falls and he has to choose which of these does he marry? Does he marry the cat, the dog, or the vampire rabbit? You know it's the
but
vampire.
We all know he's gonna marry the vampire rabbit because that's how anime works.
That's how anime works, unfortunately. I'm into it. I like this. Can someone draw? There's gotta be rabbit monster girl.
Oh, my dude. Of course.
Of course, there fucking is. Aw, some of these are really cute.
I've got our next one, and I'm not gonna tell you anything about it. I'm just gonna send you this image.
Okay. So we make Bunicula extremely fuckable and make it an eroge anime, which is very good. Is it? Yes. It's not hentai. That would be too far. But it's etchy, right?
Yeah, no.
So it's just etchy.
Yeah, it's etchy.
Etchy. She's voiced by Samwise Gamgee. The boy is voiced by
whoever voices Luffy from One Piece.
No, he's voiced by Elijah Wood. Just because then
the thing is, I reckon Elijah Wood would be up for that. He was in the travesty that was like, what was it, season 9 of fucking Red vs. Blue or season 10?
Elijah Wood just needs money at this point, I'm pretty sure. So
Elijah
Wood's
done loads of good shows recently.
Yeah, I know, but like he'll do. The man is a whore. He'll do anything for money. So we're gonna make him fuck Samwise Gamgee, the rabbit girl.
I mean, Tumblr does every day.
We're bringing your dreams to life, Tumblr. The porn's not on there anymore, so we're bringing it to the big screen.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. We've probably got time for one more, I think. Yeah.
I want to talk about Dino Sapien.
Let's talk about Dino Sapien. So Dino Sapien, I thought you were going to do Dinosaur of a Disney movie, but Dino Sapien is something we can do. I remember Dino Sapien, kind of.
I remembered it vaguely, but that image is upsetting.
He's a boy that turns into a dinosaur, right? That's the...
No.
No. What?
Okay, here's the premise. The program focuses on what would happen if dinosaurs had continued to exist and evolve into more intelligent beings. Lauren mentions in the opening credits, everyone thinks dinosaur is extinct, but what if they're wrong? It is set at Dinosaur Explorer Camp, a dinosaur-themed summer camp in Canada, where Dr. Hilary Slayton lives with her Tinage daughter,
Why
Lauren.
Are you mispronouncing everything?
I don't know. Dr. Slayton's husband, Alan...
Mysteriously disappeared.
Yeah. So basically, they're evolved dinosaurs, and they're
okay. They like live underground or something.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea of the same premise, except it's a horror movie.
Okay.
And they unleash these like sentient dinosaurs, and they're like, "We have come to conquer the entire planet." And there's just a horrific, humanity is wiped out and they have to survive in a post-apocalyptic scenario, and then they stumble upon an old woman who's actually Lauren, and she's like, I did this.
How does your barbecue look now, the Smiths? Stealing jokes from funnier things. It's just a good show. I like this, except this is the this is the plot of a Doctor Who episode. I hate to break
is
this
it?
To, yeah
Ah!
there is dinosaurs that live under the earth and they try and take it back.
Oh, I remember that one. Isn't that the lizard people?
Yeah.
And they had one and then they had they were lesbians.
Yeah. She's a lesbian woman, lesbian lizard lady from below the earth, surface of the earth.
Man, Alex Jones would have a field day with that shit.
Fucking he would, man, you know.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want him putting shit in the ground, but Tony's the fucking lizard's gay.
And also really fuckable.
The lizard's sexy, I'm very confused. Buy my ass wipes. Buy Brave Force Plus. I'm not melting down. I'm rational, please. I'm not melting down.
Buy my lizard fucking tablets.
Buy the tablets that make lizards sexy.
As our regular disclaimer goes, also fuck Alex Jones, he's a cunt.
Yeah, fuck Alex Jones, but also buy his pills that make you fuck lizards.
Don't buy his pills, don't contribute to his.
No, only the ones that let you fuck the lizards that he doesn't have on.
Oh yeah, we're going to start doing those, and they're just mints. And we're going to call them Alexander Jones. Oh no, we should piss him off by making a Hispanic version of his name.
Oh, okay, now be careful.
Well, I'm just saying Alejandro...
Joannes.
Yeah, Joannes. Because he's a racist cunt.
Because he hates the Mexicans, I get it.
He should die in a fire.
He should fuck off and die.
Fuck Alex Jones.
Alex Jones wants to fuck lizards. You heard it here first, everyone. And I can legally...
He probably does. He's that insane.
That's a joke. I need to make that very clear. That's a joke, wink. I'm not saying Alex... Because to say Alex Jones wants to fuck lizards is defamation, right? I can say as a joke that Alex Jones wants to fuck lizards, wink. But, you know... Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. I'm just asking questions here. When did it become wrong to ask questions such as, does Alex Jones fuck lizards? Possibly. We don't know.
There's a 70-100% chance that he fucks lizards.
Maybe Alex Jones does fuck lizards. I'm just asking questions here. Nothing wrong with asking questions.
About Alex Jones fucking lizards.
Maybe he do. Maybe he do not. You know, just like how he says, maybe Muslims are trying to destroy America. Maybe Alex Jones fucks lizards. Maybe he does.
Alex Jones, man.
Yeah, fuck Alex Jones. He's a cunt.
Fuck him. If he's I'm going to come on the show, I'll be like, good, because I'm going to spend the entire hour shitting on you.
You're
going to
get
human
roasted,
filth.
Cunt.
Yeah, you're going to get a British roasting. You think America's got fucking, takedown community? He's got fucking nothing on us, son.
We got no wall!
You exist because of us!
We grew Alex Jones in a lab, don't tell anyone.
no, we didn't, don't put that out there.
I like that Dinosapien might have been based on Turok.
What the fuck?
There's a line on the Wikipedia page, it's the first paragraph, the second line up from the bottom. because of the Native Americans' role in the series, the show could be loosely based on Turok. Which is very good. What? So imagine it. Lauren is killing dinosaurs with a crossbow.
And Turok just rocks up with his axe, I'm gonna fuck some shit up, boys.
I'm gonna fuck some shit up.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna fuck some lizards. Oh, Jesus. We make Dino Sapien into a new first-person shooter video game for the Nintendo 64. All the characters are voiced by Samwise Gamgee, and Alex Jones is in it as a secret boss, and he wants to fuck you to death. Thank you so much for listening to Think of the Children. It's a comedy podcast. Thank you for listening to our broadcast this evening. We're going to wrap things up now, just by talking about where you can find us off the show, if that's what you want to do. If you like us, you can support us in a number of ways. You can go over to twitter.com and follow us, like I said. If you do that, you might get a shout-out and named as my best friend for the week, much like Jelly did earlier. My best friend, Jelly. We love him very much. Thank you, Jelly, for your constant support. If you don't like Twitter, you can use Facebook, facebook.com. Search TOTCcast. It should get you there. They're probably the best ways to keep up with what we're doing. You can also just find us on our website, totccast.com. You can find links to our Discord and all sorts of other good stuff over there. Almost burped there. That was attractive, I know. we got that going for us. If you want to support the show in other ways, you can go over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and, just fucking do it. Just leave us a review. It helps climb up the algorithms, which helps get noticed by Apple, which is really important, because then that means we get more promotion from them for free, which is nice. And if we get more listeners, we get more stuff to talk about. And maybe one day, Alex Jones will listen to this episode, and then he'll realise that I've recorded our phone calls, Alex. I recorded them all. Anyway, so other things you can do, you can go over and do other shit. I don't know, tell your friends.
I hate to be a pain, but I'm about to piss myself.
Go piss yourself. I mean, what? No, fuck. Go piss. Don't piss yourself. I'm going to finish the thing while you're pissing. Imagine it, listeners. Imagine Jay pissing in another room while I talk about this. Go tell your friends about the show. Because we don't advertise a show. I don't. The only way we do it is by telling people about it. I just tell my friends, hey, listen to my podcast. And they say, hey, I did. It's funny. I'm like, thank you. This is doing wonders for my self-esteem. And then I go home and cry deeply because my self-esteem is actually in the toilet. Oh, God. If you want to give us money instead of supporting us through word of mouth, you can do that. You can go over to patreon.com/TOTCcast and give us a monthly donation. Doing so gets you access to all kinds of bonus content and exclusive extras and other good stuff. I'm thinking of something else to do with the patrons. I don't know. Because over on the Crit Chat Patreon, people who pledge at certain levels get to play D&D with them, which I think is cool, but I don't think that really fits in with this particular brand of the show. So we'll think of something similar to that so we can talk to our esteemed, our good patrons, who I love very much. We have a shop. Go over to bit.ly/TOTC shop and you can buy some merch for the show. We're going to have the new logo stuff put up there soon. I need to talk to some artists about designing an Ozymandias shirt because that's apparently part of our brand now. Which is great. And I love that it is. I just really like that joke, so I need to get it immortalized forever in shirt form. I think that's everything then. Yeah. Jay, you got anything you want to plug real quick?
Yes, I have a writing that I do. Yeah. I have a writing, a singular, at Wattpad. My name is J_little1 because I'm very creative like that. You can also go straight to my main series that I spend most of my time writing by typing bit.ly/wanderersrealm. It's all one word, no capitals.
Wanderer as in person who walks around, not in wanderer as in person who thinks a lot.
Yeah. Although monologuing is a thing, so yeah. I guess it could be both.
It could be both.
But whatever. Who knows? I wonder why I do it, because it's terrible. But go read it anyway. And that's basically it.
Yeah. It's not terrible.
I'm going to get good at promoting my own stuff one day.
It's not terrible, by the way. Shut the fuck up.
That's not very nice.
So, anything I want to plug? I stream on occasion. I need to get better at that. I need to pick a new day to stream because Tuesday just isn't going to work. But hopefully more streams to come. Check that out. You can also follow me on Twitter @TheOwenPiper. That's kind of the best place to keep up with what I'm doing. Because I'm a creature of whimsy and I do shit according to my own agenda. So go follow me over there @TheOwenPiper for all the shit that I do. I'm going to be at the People's March. That's fun. We just decided to do that the other day. That was just like, well, let's go do that. So, you know, if you're there, come say hi, maybe. No one who is going to be there listens to this podcast, but, you know, it might be nice. In that case, then, Jay, I think it's about time we wrapped up. So before we go, thank you so much for listening to our show. It's time for a quick word from our sponsor, Beelzebub's Mindfuck Lube.
Have you ever been trying to get possessed, but you find that for some reason Satan just can't quite get it in deep enough to, you know, have any real impact? Well, what you need is Beelzebub's Mindfuck Lube.
This Mindfuck Lube allows the demons to just get right up in there with no question. They just slather themselves up in it and they just get directly up in you and fuck your brain to death, potentially, unless you get exercise first. Who knows?
Yes. It's made from 100% virgin souls to ease the transition into it. And you can order it at... Where can we order it?
You can order it at bit.ly... /virgin soul lube. This will allow you to purchase some. It's also completely resistant to Bojangles the Clown. He won't be able to get in using this lube, don't worry. Because you don't want that. Jay found out that the hard way. How you do not want to get fucked by this, by that particular clown, but don't worry, his dick catches fire if he tries to touch this mindfuck lube.
Disclaimer, there is no scientific evidence stating that Bojangles the Clown cannot enter any one specific person's mind or any plane of existence. He is eternal, he is always watching, and he is within you at all times.
Sorry, what did you say?
What? No.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure it was nothing. Anyway, so that's great. You can go to bit.ly/virgin soul lube to get some your own Beelzebub's Mindfuck Lube to get your mind fucked by the demons. My name's Owen Piper.
Don't see $30,000 on my desk, so you better keep fucking looking for somebody else's name.
Jay, there is more. Shit. Jay, that semen you stepped in and made a man? It's come back. We need to leave.
Okay, all right, I'm out.
All right,
I'm
thank
out.
You so I'm much out. For listening to I'm our out. Podcast. Think of the I'm children.
I'm getting the guns. I'm getting the guns.
Yeah, go get the guns.
I'm opening fire.
Sound
I'm opening
fire. Oh, the fucking alarms. Okay, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Drink the wine. That's fine. Hello, mortals, and welcome to Half Damage, a Curse of Strahd actual play podcast with a twist like no other. Listen if you dare, for only horror and pain lurk inside.
It seems to be growing lollipops for some reason.
I'm starting to cry. I'm so happy.
No, that's not what I... Can we roll this?
I have stared into the abyss, and the abyss has frosted tips.
That is clearly not what I want. I squeezed to G's, Jerry. If you...
I'm hovering on the doorway of Flavortown.
Jerry, you cut this out right now, or I swear!
Where there was nothing there before now hangs a lifeless gray body that fixes its dead eyes upon you, or more accurately, fixes your dead eyes upon
no,
you.
No.
That's more like it. Venture in if you think you have the stomach for it. Find Half Damage on all podcast apps or on iTunes under podcasts. I can't wait for you to enter my domain. Jerry, you're so...